Okay, the next malacha we're going to do in Hilchos Yom Tov is called the malacha of schita, extracting liquids. Now, even though we learned a lot of things for food are allowed to be done on Yom Tov, but not everything is allowed to be done on Yom Tov for food. Now, schita is what's called a tulda, an offshoot, a subdivision of the malacha of dosh. Dosh is threshing. Now, the concept of threshing is you have the kernels inside a hard chaff. And years ago, they would have animals stepping on, they put them all on the floor, and the animals would step on them back and forth, and they would break their hard chaff, and then they would take the kernels out of the chaff. So the concept of the malacha of threshing on Shabbos means you're taking out something from something that it's inside of. Okay, that's the malacha of dosh. What's an offshoot of this, which is biblically forbidden, not rabbinically, it's called a tulda, which is biblically forbidden, is called the level of schita. Schita means squeezing a liquid from a place where it's absorbed in. Okay, that's the malach of schita. Schita is, again, on Shabbos, is biblically forbidden. On Yom Tov, it's also biblically forbidden. Because anything that you want to squeeze, except a few exceptions that we'll learn, you can really do before Yom Tov also. Now, in other words, what's the prohibition of schita? Is pressing fruits or vegetables to get the juice out of it. Or you have a sponge that's full of liquid or a cloth that's full of liquid and you squeeze it out to get the liquid out of the material or the fruit or whatever it is. So there's a few types, different levels of squeezing, and even on Shabbos. So we'll discuss on Shabbos the general concept, then we'll see how it applies to Yom Tov. There's three categories of fruits and vegetables when it comes to schita on Shabbos. There's olives and grapes that everybody says is biblically forbidden to squeeze. Why? Olives and grapes are unique, that the juice of the olive and the grape is better than the fruit itself. Normally you have an orange, you squeeze the orange. For orange juice, the orange juice is not as good as the fruit. Therefore the fruit is a eitz, and the orange juice is a shahakal, because it's a lesser level. Unless the orange juice has pulp in it, pieces, because then you actually are eating pieces of the orange, so then you make a eitz. But like this, juice, generally speaking, is the lesser caliber compared to the actual fruit or vegetable. The exception of this, we know, olives and grapes. Grapes is wine. Wine is more prominent than the grape itself. The same thing, olive oil is more prominent than the fruit itself. And therefore, halacha says like this. Wine, which is unique, special, you know, you have a lot of mitzvahs connected to wine. So we make a special bracha by Piyagoth. The bracha on olive oil should be, halacha says, b'rei pi ha'etz. Because that juice is not less than the fruit. It's just as good as the fruit itself. Because grapes and olives are made more so for the juice than for the fruit itself. The purpose of grapes is more for wine than for the grape itself. The purpose of olives is more for olive oil but why don't we make bur pirates and olive oil? Because it's not safe to drink. One second. You put it into a salad, then it becomes nullified to the salad. It becomes the broth of the salad. You put it into a, whatever you put it into, so it becomes bottled to the food you're putting it into. To eat, drink plain olive oil, halacha says, it's not healthy, just don't do it. So therefore you can't make a bracha, very pure eats on something that you're really not supposed to eat, that you can't eat. So therefore the bracha shakul. But these are the two fruits that the juice is more important than the food. Therefore, biblically, squeezing olives or grapes is biblically forbidden. What? We're talking right now Shabbos. Shabbos is also forbidden, by the way. What?
I'm stuck in a hotel. It's Havdalah time.
What?
I'm stuck in a hotel. It's Havdalah time. To say Havdalah. There is no apple juice, there is no beer, there is no juice.
You can't make Avdol and apple juice anyway. Next. So okay, no grapes, beer.
Grapes.
No.
You make it milk,
the
no?
Grapes. Can I squeeze them to...
Yeah, say Baruch HaMavdol Ben Kodesh Luchol. It's not Shabbos anymore. You can do whatever you want. You can drive a car too.
Rabbi Yantav, can you squeeze them?
Again, Kodesh? I talk... Right now, we're talking Shabbos.
Oh.
I said that three times. Right now we're talking Shabbos. Then we'll get to Yom Tov. First we need to know what's forbidden on Shabbos before we get to what's allowed or not allowed on Yom Tov. Okay, so the bottom line is grapes and olives are biblically forbidden. Then you have other fruits. In Halach it's called tusim v'rimenim, basically, which means berries and pomegranate. But it doesn't mean berries and pomegranate. It means any other fruit that it's customary in that area to squeeze for juice. For instance, oranges, lemons, grapefruits, apples. I mean, you have these juices. It's not the juice that's more important like grapes and olives, but nevertheless, in a place where in the olden times of the Gemara, they used to squeeze berries and pomegranate to make pomegranate juice and to make berry juice. But Chazal say it doesn't only mean those two. It means any other fruit which is normally squeezed. That's rabbinically forbidden to squeeze. So if somebody squeezes an orange to make orange juice on Shabbos, or lemon juice, or grapefruit juice, or whatever type of juice there is today, so then you're transgressing Shabbos rabbinically. Then you have other fruits that are bechlal not made for juice. Like for instance, an example they give, a watermelon. A watermelon is not made for watermelon juice. Because watermelon is basically water. So if somebody squeezes a watermelon on Shabbos, that's allowed. That's allowed. Because it's not even made to squeeze at all. So you have, the biblical is grapes and olives. Rabbinically, any other juice of fruit that we have today commonly to have a juice. And then you have the ones which are allowed, which basically means all the other types of juices.
I mean, don't they put a salad, like if you put sugar on top of the orange?
We are not done.
No, I'm not talking about Yom Tov, I'm talking about
Shabbos. I'm talking about Shabbos, we're not done.
Okay, so I'm saying to squeeze an orange, if you put a salad on it, wouldn't that give you a head to be able to do this, my question?
I didn't get there yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were talking about... I'm sorry.
Okay, now... When is it allowed to extract juice from those fruits? There are certain exemptions to the case. According to certain opinions, grapes and olives never. Some poskim, including Alter Rebbe, is makel that if you do it the way we're talking about now, that you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it. For instance, there's a din in halacha that says, mashka habala eichel, liquid that goes onto food is considered food, not liquid. So therefore, if somebody takes lemon, and you squeeze it on to gefilte fish.
Solid food.
Or if you squeeze it into a salad, that the lemon becomes absorbed in the salad, and it's for food. So then halachically, it's not called squeezing juice out of the fruit, because the liquid that goes onto food has a din of food. So basically what you're doing is taking food out of food. So you're taking cutting a slice of lemon. Where wouldn't it be allowed? If you have a cup of tea, and you want to squeeze a lemon into the tea, so because the tea is liquid, and then you're squeezing a lemon into the tea, so then it's rabbinically forbidden because it's not grapes and olives. If somebody would take a grape and squeeze it into to make grape juice, or again, if somebody wants to squeeze a lemon to make lemonade. Okay, so let's say you take a lemon. So if you squeeze it into tea, it's not. You're not allowed. Squeeze it into an empty container, then you're going to dilute it with water and sugar or whatever and make it into a drink. It's also rabbinically forbidden. The only time you'd be allowed to is to squeeze the lemon directly on top of a food, because then it has a dinner of a food. It does what?
Sugar.
Okay, one second. So now, some poskim write, the chayadim, other poskim write, that, okay, so what's the eitz if I want to squeeze lemon into tea? The best thing, by the way, is take a bottle of lemon juice and pour lemon juice into the tea. Okay, well, you don't have lemon juice, okay? So then some poskim say, that you can squeeze the lemon onto sugar. So you're going to put sugar into the tea. So you take a spoonful of sugar, and then you squeeze the lemon onto the sugar. So you're squeezing it onto a food, which then is allowed, and then you put the spoon with the sugar and the lemon into the tea. So that's what some poskim. Some chassidic is emphatically holds you're not allowed to do that, and that's obviously the way we pass on it to some chassidic. Some chassidic says no, because you really, the sugar, number one, has a din of mashka, because it dissolves. And your whole intent is to dissolve it into the liquid anyway. So the bottom line, we hold, there's no heter to put it onto the sugar, and then put the sugar into the tea, or with a lemonade, or whatever it is. What?
Do we hold that we're allowed to squeeze onto food?
Onto food?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Dal Treb is even more make by to by Zaysen van Noven, if I'm not mistaken.
So yeah?
Yeah, to squeeze lemon onto salad, or fish, yeah. Well, I make with it. We do it, I mean.
You can do grapes too, Rabbi?
Grapes, so again, some poska mahmed by grapes and olives not to do it. Why would somebody want to squeeze a grape onto salad?
They put it on salad.
They do, grapes?
Juice?
Take just grape juice and do it. Just take grape juice. That is a machlekes if you could do it by grapes and olives. Okay, so then, it's like this. Or another thing is like this. What happens if you have a food, that the food, what's the example they give over here? They used to soak, they used to take a certain vegetable, it's called shlokis. They used to take vegetables and soak it, before Shabbos, in vinegar to keep it fresh. And then when they wanted to eat it,